Was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and do not be reticent to call in us. We are also streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room and join our merry band of chat packers there. Bad Bob, good morning.
Morning. Reticent. Isn't that the stuff they put in certs? You know, the to keep your... Oh, no, that's Retson. Sorry.
No. Well, it's an easy mistake to make. When it's easy mistake to make when you have a public school education. Linda is on assignment today, and she is on assignment today. She's got a bunch of things that she's heading around and doing. So if you happen to see a Jeep racing around town, please get out of your way. Get out of the way. Just get out of the way. She hasn't found her glasses yet either. So that may have something to do with it. Today, prepare yourself for the wrath of the righteous. Because there are a lot of things going down, my friends, and Linda is not here to throttle me down. And I'm sorry, Randy, that you're not going to hear that giggly laughter. Perhaps we'll just make a, well, you know what? I think we'll make a copy of it, and then we'll just play it to you
in
the morning.
Put it in a quick play file.
Put it in a play file. We'll hit that to get, oh, okay, yeah, right, okay, it starts my day off. But we today are going to be talking about gun rights with Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. We're going to be talking about the red line, whatever the red line is that President Obama says is out there. There's a red line there. What's the red line? Is that a blue line?
When you hit the red line in your car, you're about to throw a rod, right?
I mean, that's it. We're getting ready to throw a rod. Oh, no, we're getting ready to throw a cruise missile. But we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about VA employees getting bonuses in Oakland for bad work. And other places in the United States. And if they do good work, do they get bonuses? No, of course not. You know, what makes sense anymore? I tell you what makes sense. Josh Wiley of the Wells Fargo Advisors with a Market Minute. Josh makes sense. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are slightly positive from the open this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 19 points at 14,795. NASDAQ's up 7 at 3,585. And the S&P 500's up 1. At 1,631. Oil's up 83 cents at $109.84 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.73%. Gold's down $2.60 this morning at $1,417, while silver's down 26 cents at $24.45 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up $1.22 at $96.11. Pfizer's down a nickel at $27.95, and Caterpillar is down $1.10 at $81.55. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. The Wells Fargo Advisors, Josh and Kathy and Susan and the group there, give great advice. There's so much going on in Wall Street. You need to talk to somebody who knows what's going on. They do. 243-7561. Bad Bob, I think we have weather.
Yes, indeed we do. And if I could find the application.
Looks like Just Bob took the weather with him. Hey.
We're going to call it up on the Weather Channel here real quickly.
Is this a surprise?
I was obviously not in the normal place. Well, I'll have it in just a moment. Looks like it's going to be sunny today. High right around 95 degrees, 68 for the low tonight. No precipitation in sight. And right now in Reading, it is 63. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Hey, tomorrow night's pizza night. We're talking great dinners, great lunches out there. 474-5546. It is absolutely the food. And if you haven't been out there lately, the place is just breathtaking. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
I try to understand this.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I'm ready for you.
I'm waiting there. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, what can I say? The finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts. Espresso Joe's next door, great coffee at really good prices. Tired of making a house payment on your lattes? Don't have to do it at Espresso Joe's. Quality's just the same, and the baristas are good. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends there. Okay, hooray for Judge Dan Flynn. Dan had the district attorney had plea bargained these two lowlifes who had beat up this homeless man, stripped him, and just beat him up really bad. They gave him a 6-year, they agreed to a 6-year, prison sentence, a plea agreement. Judge Dan Flynn goes, whoa, go back to the drawing boards. I don't accept it. Not enough. So now our two recalcitrants are now have got 10-year terms. You know, It's the 10-year. I mean, they're going to
serve about what, 35 minutes?
Well, no. For an assault like this, and this was a pretty terrible assault they made on this guy. I mean, they just really beat him badly. 10 years, I think. Then, depending on what other, I can't believe this is just they were coming from Sunday school and this is the first time they've done anything. You got to take a look at that. But I think they have to do it at least 50% of the time. So 5 years.
No, I don't mean to be skeptical, but I'll believe it when I see it.
But still, the point is Judge Flynn said, you know what? No, it's more. And they went back and they gave him, you know, another 4 years, but still keeps him off the street a few years longer. So hooray for Dan Flynn. You know what? Can I say this? Dare I say this? Governor Brown. Hooray for that thought of what you're trying to do. He wants to spend $315 million on taking these 10,000 prisoners, those 10,000 prisoners that we have to release anyway because we have managed to overcrowd our prisons because it's a great place to stay. And the federal judges just said, no, there's too much. So they were going to have to turn 10,000 prisoners loose here by the end of the year. Brown wants to take $315 million out of the reserves and take these prisoners and put them in private prisons and vacancies in county jails. Okay, you know, because there are. You know, the only problem with that is that we are using vacancies in other county jails to take our bad guys out there. So here comes the state who has foisted all this on us already because of mismanagement of the prison system. And give, you know, so that we're having to farm our guys out and now they're going to take all the spots. So does this mean we get more people released anyway around here because we don't have the room to keep them? But at least they're taking a step so we maybe don't get 10,000 of them put back out on the streets again. So Brown, I hope it works. We wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for you and some of the things you've done and the Democrats have been doing for the last few years. Okay. There's room there for Republicans too. Shasta County supervisors have said, we've got a problem here with all the illegal groves in Shasta County. Oh! Maybe if y'all
should I run the news bulletin sounder, sir?
Whoa, okay. Here, do we have something that goes, news flash. We have lots of illegal groves of marijuana in Shasta County.
Hello?
Did you guys get out from behind your desk? Come on. Of course we do. Everybody knows that. I mean, how could you not know it? We're on national TV. Weeds. Shasta County. Where do you think this is coming from? They're making it up. Anyway, Pam Giacomini took a ride around Shasta County in a helicopter to the sheriff's office and said, whoa, I know it was bad, but whoa, I didn't know it was this bad. So So now the supervisors are saying we're going to have to tighten up the medical marijuana growing ordinances. Okay. We'll go for that. You know, it's not, you know what? It's not the medical marijuana. If somebody's got a recommendation for that, and they're growing their 6 plants or whatever, and it comes down in these things, do I care? No, I don't care. I don't care. But don't be growing, an acre of it. And tell me it's for your medical purposes and you're not selling it. Don't be doing that to me. That's, you know, don't be telling me that because we all know that's not true.
Hard to convince me that, several pots filled with plants that are easily 12 to 18 feet in height, are a legitimate medical requirement. There was enough pot in this place I saw to probably stone half the county.
Yes, but you, because we are just laymen, we can't tell these people how much marijuana they need. No, really. Maybe they take that marijuana when they harvest it and they put it in their bath so they can soak in it. Come on. They soak in the bathtub with marijuana because it helps those aches and pains. I've heard of this. That guy won the suit over there. He says, you can't tell me how much marijuana. It just says I can use marijuana. It doesn't say that I can only use 2 joints a day. I could use a pound a day if I can get it. I mean, so that's the bottom line. However, there is a lot of illegal grows out there.
Say it isn't so.
All right. The good part on it is at least maybe get your arms around, can I say that, arms around the illegal groves and get rid of them. So I'd like to see how they're going to tighten the ordinances up, and let's hope they do something. The fact, though, that it was kind of like a surprise, the way that, okay, you know what, and it's the way the paper had it written. I have to, you know, oh, my pants are on fire, oh. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Let's talk about my favorite subject, President Obama and the VA. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome up. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning.
It's one of those one-hit wonders out of the 80s, you know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, it's 66 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 95 today. At 7:25 in the morning, it's August the 28th. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday. Today is my nephew's birthday. And you know why? They did it on purpose. Because my daughter's birthday was going to, was on, you know, the 27th, and my sister, who had to have a cesarean, said, well, I'll have Joy on your birthday. And my daughter, who was 10 years old, says, it's my birthday, not his. So she waited a day. Is that love in a family? But, and speaking of love, here it is, a state granite and more. What can I say about Mike Huber and his team of Estate Granite? Granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture. and the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. All of this with Mike Huber. He's our builder of choice, and there's a good reason for that. Trustworthy. He does just outstanding work. You just trust Mike Huber and his people to do the right job. Estate, Granite, and more. 241-7866. 241-7866. Okay. Did you know? I pull out my trusty iPad here. 2/3 of the employees at the Department of Veteran Affairs, this is our buddies down at the Veterans Affairs, which has been the subject of widespread criticism by us and many, many others for the excessive delays in providing veterans their benefits. Deny until they die type of thing that they actually was said in one of their meetings, received bonuses. They received 2/3 received bonuses at the end of 2011 for excellent or outstanding performance, including 90% of the employees at the VA's regional office in Oakland, California, which has had like 2/3 of their leadership. Oh, suddenly get transferred away from out of there. Really? Including the one that was 90% of her cases were denied. How about the one in Baltimore where... where 40% of the workers received a bonus despite having the offices becoming the longest wait time nationally. Now, so what happens then to, so you think, well, what about, was there any good officers out there? What happens to them? Well, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the processors claim up to, they process claims up to four times more efficiently than Oakland, less than 10% of the employees got a bonus. Come on. What's going on here? What has changed there? And nothing. I mean, one of the things is the way they've got the whole system set up is they take the easy cases and they let the hard cases pile up. It's in the paperwork. It just says, okay, if you do this, you get a bonus. If you let these things pile up, you don't get as many. Guess what? No bonus. So what do you have? Oh, they take the easy cases and keep bumping the other ones. Is this the way to do business? I mean, what in the hell are we doing paying, bonuses anyway? For doing your job. President Obama has drawn the red line about Syria. I have some questions about Syria, my friend. I'm not afraid of combat. I'm not afraid of using military force. I have no concerns about that. I have no concerns because I have put myself out there along with many of my friends, family, have all been in the service. But after all this time, after 12 years of war, you might want to think is before we get involved in something again, what's the purpose of it? U.S. and other countries are nearing a strike in Syria. Why? What are we going to obtain from this strike? Is it to do a regime change? Are we going after Assad? Is it going to be shooting some cruise missiles, which we don't have a lot of, and, you know, blowing up holes in the sand, chasing camels across the desert? Is the reason is because President Obama has backed himself in the corner by saying, oh, if they do this, the red line. Is this, if he attacks, is this his way of becoming the macho man on the street? Prop up a weak president whose Middle Eastern policies have led us to the Middle Eastern spring and the horrible winter we're having in the Middle East. What? Egypt falling, Muslim Brotherhood, people getting killed on the streets, Libya, our ambassador being slaughtered in Benghazi, Iran, constantly saying, hey, we're going heavy, going faster into our nukes. More people killed this year than in any other year since 2008 in Iraq. And now Syria. What for? What do we get from this? Who replaces Assad? What group replaces Assad if he is deposed? Bypass Congress? Should Congress have something to say about this? I believe so. Biden himself said in 2007, if Congress was bypassed by the president to attack, the president should be then impeached. He was talking about Republicans then, not Obama. But that's what he said. Why the strike? What results are we looking for? What level of force? And what is the end result? You need to ask yourself that. You need to ask your representatives that. What is the end result?
Isn't it John Kerry said, it's the wrong war for at the wrong time for the wrong reason. Remember that?
He said that, but of course, he wasn't the Secretary of State then. Ask yourself, what's right? Why are we going there? We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, mortgage applications fell for the third straight week as mortgage interest rates hit their highest level of the year. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications, which also include refinancings, dropped 2.5% last week, but the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage rose to 4.8%. Meanwhile, Labor Day holiday travel is expected to be the highest in 4 years. According to AAA's annual survey, more than 811,000 people say they'll be hitting the road this Labor Day weekend, a 2.6% increase over the last year. And hiring managers say qualifications aren't everything. A Career Builder study found that beyond skills and experience, sense of humor, community involvement, and even who's better dressed are factors considered by some employers when choosing among candidates to hire or promote. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-663-8974. That's 1-800-663-8974. 1-800-663-8974.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda. is on assignment, gathering things. Get out of the way. If you're on Placid Street, get out of the way. I think she's on the move. 66 degrees out there right now. It's going to get up 94 today. 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends down there. You know what? I can't say enough about this place. Besides just being your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership, the Dodge Ram, by the way, is one outstanding truck. And my Ford that I've had is just 78,000 miles, and it is going like a champ, similar to its owner. Okay, they're going to make great deals for you down there on any type of truck, SUV, or car you could possibly want. Their service department is outstanding. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call at 223-2177. Now you know those Labor Day sales are here. Head on down there. See what kind of deal they can make for you. By the way, that Taste of Thailand. Take that number down, 246-0146. It's going to be a great time. It always has been. Linda and I are emceeing that event that night. And trust me, we're going to be in costume. And if you haven't seen Linda and I in costume before, take the time. Go to the Taste of Thailand. You're going to help the library, and it's a good thing to do. Now, let's talk about welfare. I haven't talked about welfare in a while. But, you know, there's some misnomers about welfare many times. You know, it's, you know, there's stereotypes out there, and, you know, there is no evidence that people on welfare are lazy. It's not true. There's some people, you know, some people, yes, but there's other people that are waiting, you know, they're trying to find jobs and all that. Surveys of welfare recipients consistently show their desire for a job. But there's also evidence that many are reluctant to accept available employment opportunities, despite work requirements that was put into the 1996 Welfare Reform Act. The latest studies from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services say less of 42% of adult welfare recipients participate in work activities nationwide. Why is that? Probably because that they have done so well in the amount of programs they have that in over 33 states, the amount of money that they get, and we'll just use California right here, the amount of money that's in these programs, whether it's WIC or aid, you know, dependent children, all that, add up to more than they would get if they started out as a job that pays more than they would get starting out as a job as a secretary. And in some cases, like Hawaii, twice as much. They get twice as much assistance as they do if they're working. So they're looking at taking a job that pays them less money than what they're making when they're on assistance. And if they're having problems with their money already, to take a job that pays less doesn't make sense to a lot of people. It makes sense to me because then you're off the welfare. But this is not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're providing so much to assist the children, assist the families, to assist them housing, everything, that it adds up to more than they would make if they're working. We had somebody here part-time that said, well, look, you know, you giving me this much money means I lose this much off what I'm getting. And it's like, you know, I'll be losing money here. That person didn't stay very long. But, you know, the bottom line is that you have extremely, you know, you've got really generous states. You know, Washington, D.C., not a state, but, you know, in the capital there, Hawaii, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Maryland, New Hampshire, and California have programs. And with these seven programs that they provide a mother with two children an annual benefit worth more than $35,000 a year. In California, we provide a woman with two children an annual benefit more than $35,000 a year. Not taxed. These are untaxed benefits that they're getting. So when you say to yourself, wait a minute, well, why don't people go out and get jobs? I mean, there's jobs out there. Well, there's not a lot of jobs out because the economy is still screwed up. But we talked to a lot of employers. They cannot find somebody to work for them. And part of the reason is there, you know, is the number of programs out there, non-taxable programs that put people in a tough situation. One person had four boys. Or four children or three children, and unless they got this trying to find a job that they needed to find a job that's paid them over $35,000 a year just to survive. So we're not making, instead of building jobs with all this money we're spending, instead of building the economy and building jobs, we're keeping people on government assistance. Let's go to the phones. Jay.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Jay.
I hope my wife isn't listening to this.
Uh-oh.
She could make a lot more money off welfare than what I'm making for
it. Well, you know, it's true. If she has, if you've got a couple kids and a husband that stares at the TV all day, you can, you know, and it's not in every state. In other states, it's down. I think, where we're paying, California's out to $35,000 for these programs. The other states are like $28,000, but it's untaxed. And well, I can understand.
A woman with two kids, right?
Right.
What did you say, $35,000?
If they have all these programs, $35,000, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't make that. I work hard. I take care of my family, take care of all my responsibilities. I don't make $35,000. And people wonder why the family's falling apart. They're disincentivizing having a family. It's cheaper for these women to have a bunch of kids and just receive the checks.
Well, even if they don't. I mean, even if, you know, like this, people I know, they're not going to have any more kids. But there is, unless there's a job that pays them X amount of money, when they're on these programs, they give help with housing, they get, you know, free milk. And I'm saying, I'm not talking about specifics, but a specific person, but free milk, free food, monetary assistance, educational benefits, all these things. It comes up to a lot of money, and it's more than say you're a secretary starting. It's more than a school teacher. It's more than a school teacher starts in probably half the states. And all, you know, and for sitting at home. And they're saying is that they're not, 42% aren't even looking for work anymore. So.
Well, there's a place for assistance, but it's gotten to the tipping point where you have so many people who, like you just said, I see no reason in going to work because it doesn't pay. Why when you can sit around and make more of the same?
The problem.
The center cannot hold if you keep it up like this.
That is exactly the problem. If it doesn't, you know, if they're not going to make more money off assistance, welfare assistance, whatever you want to call it, then why do that? Unless you have that mentality that says, I want to work, I have the sense of responsibility to not be a part of a massive suckage of our gross national product into, these programs when I don't have to be. If I had a job that will pay me $40,000 or $38,000 a year, yes, it's not, I mean, it's not a lot, but at least I am out working and doing something constructive and I'm not sitting there.
Ultimately, unfortunately, what will happen is we'll get the Atlas Shrugged kind of thing where the producers just give up.
Yeah.
Well, they say, you know what? We're not going to contribute to this anymore.
Yeah.
Just falls apart.
Well, we talked about putting all the felons on an island and people were talking about, yeah, snake, you know, the escape from New York, but maybe it should be the other way around that the producers go to an island or something. Anyway, hey, we got to run, Ray, or Jay, we were way over our time limit here. Thanks a lot for calling.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you. You too, Jay, our yellow cab philosopher. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us.
We talk about timely things,
more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Garland and the Bot. It is 7:46 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. Locally owned and family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Good people there. Bob, got to give me a quickie on the weather.
High in the mid-90s, low in the mid-60s, mostly snow tomorrow, high in the near 90 currently in Redding. We have about 60 degrees, depending on where you're at. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Tomorrow night, pizza night out in Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Of course, there's other things on the menu. Chat room is loaded up here with, the New York commentary about putting all the bad guys in New York and letting them grow food. and other things. Obamacare. Yeah, here comes Obamacare. You know what? I knew I'd get started when I started talking about welfare recipients on this. We're happy to have Ernesto Perez with us today, who's president of the Shasta College Veterans Club.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. Now, tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Ernesto Perez. I'm the president of the Shasta College Veterans Club. Been attending Shasta College for a year and a half now, all because of my daughter. She's got tired of me hanging around the house. So she said, you need to go to school, Dad.
You need to get a job, Dad.
So I decided to go to the school, and my counselor asked me, what do I want to do when I grow up, graduate. And so I'm taking business administration there. So, I'm really surprised about the way the school, treats the veterans. I mean, it's great.
Very supportive out there, aren't they?
Very, very supportive.
Can't say enough about that. I've heard this before. I've talked to the president of the college. I've talked to other people that go out there. The only complaints I've ever heard is when they're sitting in class, and these are combat veterans, and they listen to, you have 18 and 19 year olds.
Yes,
20 year olds saying things that are so important to them. And our combat veterans are looking over at them and thinking, are you kidding? excuse me? I mean, where they get into such serious debates over things that are just so unimportant to people that have been out in other parts of the world in combat. That's the only complaint I've heard. But it's one of those things they just keep their mouth shut and just,
Well, actually.
And they move forward.
There was a couple of incidents where, the veterans are, we're sitting in the classroom trying to learn, and, the instructor is explaining, the assignment that day. And of course they're there to learn too, the young ones. And, and the veterans are trying to listen. So one gentleman, he just decided to tell everybody, hey, quiet, the instructor's talking. And it got quiet. And, but the school, I mean, they support us so much that they've even given us our own counselor and our own person who, in financial aid, who helps us, to get the monies to succeed in college.
No, it is because you need that because with all, you know what, having also used the GI Bill here back since I've been back to get my teaching certificate, it is not easy. I mean, there is just a labyrinth of regulations that they put on you that are just very difficult. So to have one, you know, to have somebody who knows what they're doing to help you through that is great.
Yes, just like the Veterans Club. You know, everybody thinks that the Veterans Club at Shasta College is strictly for veterans, but it's not. School regulations say that anybody can join the club, which...
Any club?
Any club. Any club. Being just a non-veteran or veteran. And, which is great because we do have, people whose, fathers, were in the military and...
Sure.
Just show their support.
Sure.
They join us and you know, help us. Like we have one lady named Charlotte, her dad and her husband and, her brothers were all veterans, and so
sure, why not?
And yeah, she's there. Yeah, she's our secretary. And then we have myself. I'm a Navy veteran, and we have another gentleman who's Elias. He's our vice president, and he's Army. And we have we've had guys come in and.
So you're a pretty much open club. It's just people that want to have, you know, that veterans that get together, but also assistance to veterans and also get out to word on things. And we're going to take a quick break because you've got a big event coming up and we want to be able to get enough of that when we get back from this break. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Ernesto Perez. It's the first syllable. I always have a problem with the first syllable, which is why I have a short name, which is why I like to have Bob here. When I have over one syllable, trust me, I have problems. We'll be right back. You are done. Lay your weary head to
rest. Don't you cry no more. If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, this portion show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Hey, Joe and his family down here have an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141. They will be able to help you with almost any question you have about health or nutrition. Our guest, Ernesto Perez, who is the president of the Shasta College Veterans Club. And you got a big event coming up here, so talk
yes,
to me.
Yes, we do. The Shasta College Veterans Club and the Veterans Collaborative are inviting people, and it's going to be an annual event. The school would like us to do this. It's Veterans Appreciation Day on September 4th. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the quad outside of Shasta College. Just in front of the cafeteria.
That's a week from today, then.
Yes, it is.
And what time is that?
It's from 9 to 2.
Okay.
We have different organizations from Shasta County are going to be there. The EDD office, Social Security Department, Veterans Resource Center,
Shasta County Veterans Service Office there.
They're going to be there too.
Yeah, yeah, there's going to be a number. I know I've seen a list there that they're there to help out veterans and tell them what's.
Veterans and their dependents.
And their dependents. And you know, and that's an important thing, yes. Because a lot of times go to the VA clinic here, you know, veterans are being seen, but they can't help their families. And the Resource Center can do that.
Yes.
Veterans Resource Center. So that's great. And it's going to be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
From 9 to?
9 to
2. 9 to 2.
It's outside the quad at Shasta College. Anybody's invited if they want to come on out. The only thing we ask is that they park at the north side of the parking at Shasta College. That way, if they park anywhere else and they don't have the Shasta College decal on their vehicle, they will get a ticket.
So there'll be signs, I guess, that say the north side.
North side. They will have signs out and everything like that too. VFW Post 1934 is also going to be doing the colors.
Great guys.
For, yes, they are. They've been helping us a lot.
VFW posts are cool.
And
if you're a veteran of a foreign war, you should belong to a VFW post because they're great places to go and get a hamburger.
Oh,
and
yes.
They have a lot of good things going on at those places too.
And yeah. Like I said, we have other organizations like the Wounded Warrior organization is going to be there too. And we're hoping both AMVETS show up and the other VFW out of Anderson. We're still waiting for replies on those guys to, because we did ask to let people show up.
Sure.
To let us know.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, this is going to be a great thing. This is the first time this has happened, right?
No. It happened about 2 years ago. A lady named Janelle Vettinelli, she started because her dad was a veteran and she wanted to show support.
So this is the third year for it then?
No, it's the second year.
Second year. Okay.
We have to take.
Well, you know what? This is something that of course we like getting behind on something like this one and pushing it. So we'll be talking about this a lot, between now and then. And it's open to anybody, well, to all veterans, but it's open to anybody so they can come through there and see and talk to veterans. How many veterans are on? We've just got a couple minutes left. How many veterans we have on?
The numbers, we still are trying to get those together, just like in female veterans alone, we do have the numbers on that. That was 73.
At the college, 73.
At the college, wow. Yes. And so, but there's a lot more.
If you figure that's 10%, mm-hmm. then there'd be, in veterans, or female veterans, I'm like, 10%
yes.
of the services, yes. So it might be,
we are breaking
people,
the numbers down.
Good.
Everybody thinks that, you know, a club at Shasta College is about partying, have a good, no, the Veterans Club is strictly about, giving the information to the veterans and pointing
out. You can still have a good
way.
Time though, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. How do they get a hold of you or somebody for this? If they had to.
We have a website,
Okay.
It's Shasta College Veterans, all lowercase, at gmail.com.
Great. Okay. Ernesto Perez, who's the president of our club, Shasta College Veterans Club, next Wednesday from 9 to 1, they're having a Veterans Day out there.
Appreciation Day.
Veterans Appreciation Day. Okay, thank you very much. We got to run for the news. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
This is a regional conflict that's getting worse.
Republican Senator John McCain supports the U.S. taking military action on Syria, and he hopes it leads to regime change. Now, NATO says the use of chemical weapons cannot go unanswered. Fox News Radio Simon Owen is live in Brussels.
Dave, NATO admitting there's no definitive evidence, but saying all the information available suggests Syria's president was behind an alleged chemical attack, which reportedly killed hundreds near Damascus last week. Speaking here at NATO's headquarters, its Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen saying such an attack is a clear breach of international norms. And later, the UN Security Council will consider a draft resolution from Britain calling for necessary measures in response, Dave.
Now, Simon, Nadal Hassan deserves to be executed for murdering fellow soldiers. That's what a military prosecutor told jurors in sentencing closing arguments at Fort Hood this morning. Hassan put up no defense for murdering 13 people in 2009. Firefighters are making progress battling that giant wildfire near Yosemite National Park. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Tuolumne, California.
Dave, the fire grew a bit less rapidly overnight, and even though now it's at 187,000 acres, it is 23% contained. The fire's on the move to the east and north, which is branch manager Larry Luckett's territory.
We'll do part of a burnout today along what's called the 3NO1 road. As the fire advances north, we're bringing our line to the west to catch it.
Miles of a containment line have successfully been built in an effort to keep the flames from several large neighborhoods to the west, Dave.
Jessica, George Zimmerman's not guilty, but his wife is. Shelley just took a plea deal in Florida for misdemeanor perjury, admitting lying during a bail hearing about how much money they had for his bond before the trial when George Zimmerman was acquitted of murder, shooting Trayvon Martin while on Neighborhood Watch last year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created an event you have to see to believe. Now through Labor Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sellout at PerformanceBike.com. One-time special buys, inventory blowouts, end-of-season closeouts. Find savings of 40, 50, up to 60% off. Plus, category after category of top-name gear reduced for this online event. And all bikes on sale.
Many at the lowest prices of the summer.
It's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sellout at PerformanceBike.com. Now through Labor Day.
School and church bells will ring today at 3 p.m. Eastern across America over to Alaska. Remembering this.
I have a dream.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous speech 50 years ago today being celebrated in Washington. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live outside the Lincoln Memorial.
And despite a light drizzle all morning, spirits are very high here as tens of thousands stream into the space between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, and they have come from all over, like Stephen Harrison of Pensacola, Florida.
I wasn't old enough to attend the first March on Washington. I was like 3 years old, so I feel like it was my civic duty to actually be here.
Many got an early treat as artists performed sound checks. Dozens of people set to speak over the next 4 hours, including two former presidents and, of course, the current president of the United States. Dave?
Rich, the prosecution has just rested its case in Georgia against an 18-year-old charged with killing a baby in a stroller during a robbery attempt earlier this year. The 13-month-old's mom, who was shot and wounded, tearfully testified and ID'd Marquise Elkins as her attacker. Elkins' mom is also on trial, accused of lying and tampering with evidence. A former NBA star will not be taken to court in California.
Scottie Pippen admits pushing a man and spitting at him outside a Malibu sushi restaurant in June, but claims he did it only because the autograph seeker grabbed him, cursed him, and spit in his face. L.A. prosecutors say there wasn't enough evidence to bring assault charges against the retired forward for the Chicago Bulls, who was eating with his family at beach hotspot Nobu. And authorities say the accuser was drunk and exaggerated his injuries, even faking seizures. Pam Puso, Fox News Radio.
Colcord, Oklahoma is a dry town today. The water has been turned off after worms were found in it, up to an inch long. The lack of water has closed Colcord schools today, and the town is handing out bottled water to residents and plans to scrub the water tower clean. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:05 in the morning. Phone line's here is 530-605-4567. And the chat room is alive and well and going on it at KCNR1460.com. Just hop in. You don't even have to tell us who you are. We don't care. We trust you. And as we always do, let's start out with good news from a Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute.
Well, good morning. Markets remain positive this morning in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 42 points at 14,818, while the NASDAQ's up 17 at 3,596, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,636. Oil's up 95 cents at $109.96 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.73%. Gold's down 80 cents at $1,419, while silver's down 22 cents at $24.49 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Walmart's down 19 cents at $72.67. Verizon's down 17 pennies at $46.77. And Pfizer is up 17 cents at $28.16. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh Wiley, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 for our Market Minute. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Local guys and girls and making some really good decisions on what to do with your hard-earned money. These are people you need to talk to. Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. Bad Bob, give me some weather.
Well, we've got a sunny day and a high in the mid-90s. Overnight low will be 65. I call that excellent sleep and weather, and then it'll be mostly sunny for your Thursday. The high will be near 90 degrees. We are looking at 65 degrees in Reading, and this report is brought to you by our good friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. And you know what? It's funny how when you say sleeping weather, I can't tell you how good sleeping we have had in the last few weeks since we've got our Sleep Number bed with our dual air technology. Because I tell you what, there's a way, when each of you sleeps at night comfortably on your own number. Mine, of course, is 40 and Linda's is 45. Yes, she has a little bit tough, harder mattress than I do, but I always end up with that feeling in the morning when I get up. It's that, oh, I feel really great. There's no aches and pains more than I would have experienced after playing, you know, hard games all day long. But being able to sleep at night on my Sleep Number bed, my dual air technology, makes a huge difference. It really does. Because you can adjust either side. And right now, I'm not the only one that can sleep on that. No, you can get your own. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at $599. And for 1 week only, save an incredible 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition Memory Foam Mattress Set. This ends on Labor Day. So, my friends, get down there. Get down there and buy these. These, you know what? Just go to the store. It will sell itself. That's all I can say. And you find your local Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center right there next to the Vitamin Shop. That Sleep Number I can't say enough about it. You know, and speaking of sleeping, and when you get up in the morning, but you'd like to get fired up in the morning. And I tell you what, our guest, our next guest, Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, the CEO of Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
Well, you know what, Sam? I'm feeling, personally, I feel great, but I feel like there's things coming down the pike this week that could have a hell of an impact, not only on me, but everybody else in California that actually believes in freedom and the Second Amendment.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. This is the last week of the legislative committee's portion of the session, and this Friday, the appropriations committees of both the Senate and the Assembly will be reporting out all of the bills from the suspense file, and it includes tons of anti-gun bills that are going to be sent to the floor for debate and vote, and ultimately to the governor's desk. So we are under siege.
Well, we are. And from what I understand, this is some of these are just unbelievable. So I'm not even sure. We need to kind of go through these, but we need to take a quick break, Sam, because this is going to something I want to get into. But some of them sound just like it's almost. I mean, how can they do this? I mean, this is absolutely against the Constitution and our rights to bear arms or to own weapons or to be able to have weapons. And I can't believe that people can actually take the Constitution and just trample it like this in some kind of misguided zeal to win votes.
You got it.
Okay. What we got? Okay. Our guest, Sam Paredes, who is the, chief executive officer and more of Gun Owners of California. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, the Pulse of Shasta County. Today I die.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-663-8974. That's 1-800-663-8974. 1-800-663-8974.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Get yourself a holiday staycation out there. Their line of houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, patio boats. We've done it. It is absolutely great fun. We're going to do it again. They've got a package deal that's going to fit any budget. Give them a call at 238-2383. Or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. I can't tell you that. What a great time it is out there. You don't have to go 18 hours to get someplace. It's just a lot of fun. Hey, our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. Sam, good morning and welcome back. Thank you for being on the show.
Carl, it's always my pleasure.
Okay, Sam, can we get into then some of the, what's going to – you say it's going to be out of committee this week?
Yeah, everything will be out of all of the committees this week by this Friday, and then the legislature will have a shortened 2 weeks to deal with 1,300 bills, and then they will be sending them to the governor's desk, and he will have 4 weeks from the time they send them to him to sign or veto the laws, and they include the worst of the worst. And, Carl, the one thing I want to do is share with you and your listeners that this is for real. The legislature is trying to ban semi-automatic long guns. Senator Daryl Steinberg, with his SB 374, even admitted on the microphone that he wishes he could rewrite the Second Amendment so that he can ban, so that he could allow only certain guns. All of the semi-automatics that we have in our safes, in our closets, will become assault weapons if they have a magazine that removes, whether it has wood on it, whether it's a mini 14, whether it's your father's 10-22. Or your grandfather's World War II M1 carbine. Those will all become assault weapons, and we'll have to register them with the state of California as an assault weapon. The problem with that is once you do that, all of a sudden, you are limited in how you can use them and where you can use those firearms. If you want to take them into the woods, you have to ask permission of the federal agency that manages that property if you will be allowed to take those guns into their area of jurisdiction. That's a really bad thing. And then once these laws and the registration period is over, no new semi-automatic guns will be allowed to be imported or sold into the state of California ever again. And when you die, your guns die. That you cannot will them to your children, your grandchildren. You can't give them to your wife. You can't give them to your father or grandfather. You die, they die. So that's a gross violation of the Second Amendment.
Oh, absolutely. It's a gross violation. But the thing, does that include like your 1022, your Ruger 1022?
Well, they just last week, they amended the bill so that it would not include any rimfire firearms, and they did that because they knew that they were about to ban half of all rifles owned by law-abiding citizens in the state of California, and they thought maybe that's too many guns to ban. We ought to reduce the number and just go for the center fires now.
Okay, because I put on Facebook that this is what before they, you know, it changed that, and I said your Ruger 1022, and I just posted it on Facebook.
Yep.
Well over 1,000 hits immediately on that one as people shared that about how stupid this was. And it is stupid, but it's still stupid what they're doing now. So if I want to, you're telling me if I have some weapons and I want to give them to my son-in-law who is a hunter, mm-hmm. I can't do that?
You will not be able to do that if it is one of these semi-automatics that the state considers to be assault weapons. It'll be a crime for you to give them to him. What their intent is to reduce the number of guns in private possession, and what they're saying is, well, what we'll do is we'll make the guns die when the owners die. In other words, they'll have to be destroyed or turned into the police or sold to a California assault weapons dealer. And California assault weapons dealers aren't going to be buying those guns because they can't sell them. Nobody wants a California semi-automatic to sell somewhere else in the country when they can get all manner of every other stuff they want outside of the border of California. So
okay.
It's a clear violation of the Second Amendment. But Carl, that's not all. They want to, if you own a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, which is legal, there were millions of these magazines that are in legal possession in California. If you had a Glock 17 or a SIG P226 that you owned prior to the ban on the high-capacity magazines in California in 1990, well, the state of California is going to make all of those magazines illegal. Your 15-round magazine for your M1 carbine is going to be illegal. All of the Vietnam-era 20, 30, and 40-round magazines that we purchased as Army surplus, you know, two for $5 at every gun show in the state of California for years and years and years, will become instantly illegal, and the state says you're going to have to either destroy them or turn them into the police or sell them to a gun dealer or sell them to somebody outside the state. But the government will not pay you for the deprivation of your private property, and that's a violation of the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. So, and frankly, Carl, there are some guns out there that where a 10-round magazine has never been made for these guns.
Uh-huh.
And when you make the standard capacity magazines that might hold 12, 15, 17 rounds are banned and you have to get rid of them, you're left owning a rock. You have a gun that you can't feed with a magazine, so it's useless.
Well, that's what they want.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, we need to take a quick break here. But we've got specific questions coming in from the our chat room. And one of them is what is the single thing we should do to fight these issues? And he says, really, specifics, please. So let's talk a little bit about that when we get back, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Our guest is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. My friends, you know, you think it's bad, and then you start talking to somebody who's been fighting these things, fighting these issues, fighting these new bills, and you realize it's even worse. It's even worse than you could possibly imagine. I don't know if there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but at some point during this next 45 minutes, we're going to find out. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, fighting for your Second Right Amendment.
Headed down to Google, El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and our friends there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Linda and I can't say enough about them and the professionalism on the job. If you need any type of system, whether it's repair, maintenance, or installation. Alliance Heating and Air are the ones you turn to. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Again, Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, quality service. And they believe in the Constitution also. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Horrible things are happening, are coming out of committee, but what can people do to fight this thing?
Well, it isn't just one answer. It's a couple of portions to the answer to this question. Number one is you need to accept the fact that these people hate us. They want to take away our guns. They're doing everything they can to do that, our guns and ammunition. These attacks are for real. That's the first part. The second part is, if you've never been involved in communicating with your elected officials, or now remember, up there in Shasta, you've got Senator Jim Nielsen, you've got Assemblyman Brian Daley, you've got great folks, but you still need to communicate with them, and then pick some Democrat member somewhere in the state of California and tell them that you are opposed to this legislation. Send a letter to the committee. Make the staff work and see that what they are proposing, what they are pushing through, is opposed throughout the state of California. That just takes a little bit of effort. Make a phone call, write a letter to the governor, and express your opposition to these bills, which means that you have to educate yourself so that you know what you're talking about. And finally, the single most important thing you can do to fight these things is to be involved with one of the organizations that is carrying the water, that is lobbying in the legislature, that is working in the elections to replace the knuckleheads that are under the dome, and who are going to be taking these issues to court and fighting these things. We just got a commitment from the Pacific Justice Institute. The legal team there, they're going to provide us with attorneys pro bono to fight all of these anti-gun.
Yeah, Brad Dacus in that group there.
Absolutely. And we are so excited about that. And we add that team of brilliant lawyers to the great pro-gun attorneys that we have fighting on our behalf in the courts right now. Don't give up. There is one more thing that you can do. And you can prepare for it. It isn't year-round, but you can prepare for it, is when the elections come around and Gun Owners of California or the National Rifle Association or California Rifle and Pistol Association, one of the pro-gun groups say, hey, we are targeting these races in the state of California. We need folks to work with us and volunteer to be a part of the campaigns to elect pro-gunners in these critical seats. People say, there's so many more Democrats than there are Republicans in the state, you know, so many more anti-gunners. Let me tell you, 3 weeks ago, we shook the world by electing Andy Biadak in a special election in the state Senate district number 16, a district dominated by Democrats, where an incumbent Democrat quit because he didn't want to face an investigation about playing footsie with oil companies. Oh, by the way, he went to work for Chevron Oil.
After yeah, we saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's no one who says that Andy Biadak should have won this race. But we working together as a pro-gun community, we did our own effort separate from anybody else, and we're a part of making that an earth-shattering victory in the state of California. And what we did there, we are prepared to do over and over in the state, until we push the legislature back over the supermajority threshold and then work towards getting the majority of pro-gunners in the state legislature. Carl, it can't get any worse. It can only get better, but it will only get better if people are willing to spend some time. When we ask people to make 10 to 100 phone calls off their own cell phone to pro-gun voters in the state of California, if people will volunteer to do that, we will take the state back.
And I think you're right. I think it's possible. I think that if people that are tired of the way things are happening here, but they just need to get involved with this. And people are asking for your email also. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they go to our website at gunownersca.com, gunownersca.com. You can Google Gun Owners of California. You can, you know, gun politics in California, anything, gun owners of California will come up. You can call us at 916-984-1400 so we can put you on a list of volunteers who are willing to make phone calls during special elections or during election time to help elect pro-gunners. We have the support of your great legislators up there in encouraging their constituents, you guys up there who live in Shasta County, to help us elect people in Riverside County and San Diego County and San Bernardino County and Los Angeles County and places throughout the state of California. Carl, I had the honor last night of being up in Shasta County and having a conversation with the Shasta Cattlemen's Association and members of the Shasta Farm Bureau because they wanted to be informed on what is happening to their Second Amendment rights and how it would affect them as cattle ranchers, as Californians, as Americans, and I was able to share with them, and I shared the same message, and they're willing to be a part of the process that takes California back, and if we do that, we will win. We will take California back, and we will protect our
state. So the message that we're getting out today, and we've got to take a break here for the news, is that you need to get involved. Call the number for Gun Owners of California. Find out how, you know, get your name on the list. Find out, you know, this gets specifics because you've been pretty specific on this is find a, look at a Democrat someplace else because our representatives already have the word and tell them enough is enough. We don't agree with this. Go to Governor Brown. All right. We got to take a quick break. Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California is our guest. We'll be back here with some more of the onerous things they've dropped on us like ammo and restrictions and all of that. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. As the U.S. and its allies consider military action against Syria, NATO condemns Syria's use of chemical weapons.
NATO, after a meeting of member states, saying it appears Syria's president is responsible and saying such an attack cannot go unanswered. Later, Britain will go to the UN Security Council with a draft resolution calling for necessary measures to protect civilians.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Legal proceedings continue against a second teenager accused of killing Spokane, Washington World War II vet, Albert Belton.
Bail for Adams Kennard has been set at $3 million. That's $1 million higher than co-defendant Demetrius Glenn because the judge calls Adams Kennard a flight risk. Both teens will be tried as adults and face up to life in prison if convicted.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fewer Americans signed deals to buy homes last month, but the level remains close to a 6.5-year high, indicating higher mortgage rates have yet to put a dent in sales. Fox News, we report, you decide.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream, delivered on August 28, 1963. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow cells. Some of you have come from areas where you quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. This is Ashley Tapsoba, a fifth grade student from Rocky Point.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number here. And you hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. 66 degrees. Going to go up to like 94 today. Be a good day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop. I love it. You can catch up on your latest issues of National Geographic, Popular Mechanics, and, of course, Shooting Times, all at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California, the CEO of Gun Owners of California. And, Sam, we've talked about how we can, how, you know, and we'll talk a bit more about how to fight, you know, this avalanche of people trying to take, this avalanche of bills to take away the Second Amendment rights. But there are more besides the one about the semi-automatic weapons. There's also ammo bills, which I find really onerous.
Yeah, there are a couple of bills that will impact our ability to get ammunition. One is by Senator De Leon. It's SB 38. And what this one does is, well, what he wants to do, it's SB 53. What this bill does is it licenses, it requires anybody who transfers ammunition, anybody, whether it's a local store that sells 22 ammunition to people who go squirrel hunting on their way out to Modoc County, whether it's Walmart, whether anybody who sells ammunition to the Boy Scouts or passes out ammunition to Boy Scouts at Boy Scout camp, they will have to be licensed, have a license to sell ammunition. Then you and me, and anyone else who wants to buy ammunition are going to have to get permission from the government. We're going to have to get a driver's license-like tamper-proof card that proves that we have gone through a background check and it's legal for us to purchase ammunition. Then, if that's not all, you're going to go to the gun store or to the ammunition vendor, and you're going to have to register for every round of ammunition that you buy, every box, every brick, every case. You're going to have to register for it and leave your thumbprint. Then the vendor is going to have to report that information to the Department of Justice, who in turn will report that to your local sheriff or chief of police, and they will know how much ammunition you buy every time you buy it throughout the state of California. That's so that they will prevent criminals from going to Walmart and buying their .223 or their 9mm in order to do their drive-by shootings.
I'm not sure that they would use Walmart or that, would they?
Well, Carl, you know, with this bill, what it's going to do is it's going to make it a massive pain in the rumpus electi for you and I to go out and get ammunition. But for criminals, it's not even going to create a speed bump. All they have to do is drive to Reno or drive to South Lake Tahoe or Las Vegas, and they can buy all the ammunition they want without background checks. And then come back to the California, and as long as they don't sell it, they haven't broken a single California law.
Yeah, but they also can also have, get illegal ammo everywhere that's been stolen or whatever. So this isn't going to touch a criminal. This just makes my life harder because I've got to give a thumbprint to buy a box of 22 ammunition, yet you can, which is, or, but you can go next door and buy a baggie of marijuana, which is a federally banned substance, a prohibited substance, even though things have changed. I don't have to give a thumbprint. I just have to have a rumpled up piece of paper that says that they think I should have some. I find this another restriction on our, which is all they're looking for. They're trying to control us. This is a control measure. But, so does this mean that I can go up to Oregon or, Nevada and I can just buy all the ammunition I want and come across the line then?
Yes.
So I don't have to register it or anything like that?
No, you don't. No, you don't. You see how, this thing's got a hole so big in it you can drive a Mack truck through it. It doesn't make sense. All Senator Dillian wants to do is make it a pain in the rear end for us to buy ammunition. He knows that gang members and criminals aren't going to be going to gun stores or Walmart to buy their ammunition, and they're going to avoid all of the registration.
They're not going to register their guns.
All that stuff. They don't comply with the law. They're criminals.
That's why it's to me. What they're doing is they're taking my friends who are just the typical, say, a veteran who has come out and done his time in the service and done had honorable discharge, has done honorably in there and has started his own business or worked for somebody, has never been in trouble. And I'm even talking about speeding tickets, has raised families, has contributed to the welfare of our community in the sense of being a taxpayer and not being a burden to society, but maybe he likes to hunt or shoot. And now they are treating him like a criminal, and yet it does nothing. It does nothing to criminals. And so it's like I'm being treated like the bad guy, or they're being treated by, and there's no reason for this. What is the reason of some crazed individual who should have been treated years before that and a mother who didn't keep track of what her son was doing and didn't keep track, didn't lock her weapons up, which I think you should lock your weapons up, to a point, now I'm being punished for it for something that happens in Connecticut.
Yep. And you're being punished with punishments that would have had no impact on what happened
That's
in
right.
Connecticut or Aurora, Colorado or any of the, of the mass shootings.
It has no impact. And they've admitted that.
Yep. Carl, what they want to do is they want to treat us. They want to lower us to the level of registered sex offenders. We have to go through virtually the same kind of pain in the neck as registered sex offenders do. Although the only thing we won't have to do is report every time we move, but we will have to register every time we buy ammunition. It will be reported to the local police.
You mean every time I buy a box of 22 ammunition, Chief Rob Plutty gets that?
Sheriff Basenko's gonna know about it.
Or Sheriff
Basenko.
Luckily,
you guys are represented by a sheriff who believes in the Second Amendment and private property rights and knows that law-abiding citizens are part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, let me take a break because I come back because we do. We've got Tom Basenko, and I don't see Tom Basenko counting rounds. I don't see him doing this. But I want to talk about the possibilities. When you say what happens when you walk out and the Department of Fish and Game guy? Okay, let's talk about that. What happens when the bureaucracy of California happens to come up and check you out when you're hunting or target shooting? We'll be right back with Sam Paredes. There's a lot going on here that while Tom Basenko and our people here can hold the line, once you get beyond that sphere, it can be bad. We'll be right back.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created an event you have to see to believe. Now through Labor Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sellout at PerformanceBike.com. One-time special buys, inventory blowouts, end-of-season closeouts. Find savings of 40, 50, up to 60% off. Plus, category after category of top-name gear reduced for this online event. And all bikes on sale, many at the lowest prices of the summer. It's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sellout at PerformanceBike.com. Now through Labor Day.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. We're just having a, Bob's having a fiscal problem here behind. You know, you don't think it's tough being a producer in this studio. Well, you know, it can be. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And, you know what we're talking about? We're talking to Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Let me just put a plug in for Bastiani Arms that, John Bastiani down there in Larkspur has a number of weapons right now in stock and ammo. So you might want to go down to our local gun dealer and find out what he has, because last time I saw it, he had guns with magazines that you can remove, plus a number of pistols that you can buy there. And John Bastiani and his guys down there do a great job in taking care of you. Sam, you know what? This is... I just, when we go over this on the ammo and all this stuff, it's so much. You know, I've got people calling in here. So let's go to Doris. Doris, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning. My name is Doris Stratton.
Yes, ma'am.
I received a letter from, NRA.
Uh-huh.
And on this, my letter, there are 6 bills. And I was wondering if you were going to address all 6 of the bills. Because one of them I don't know which ones you've addressed so far. I've been listening, but I haven't heard the numbers.
Uh-huh.
SB 108 strips your right to self-defense in the home. SB 374 expands. It has to do with if we can't figure out how to ban the guns, we'll ban them all. AB 711, it says it has to do with California mandating the use of ammunition that's not widely available. SB 53... SB 293 and SB 396. And, of course, it tells us here to we need to contact the Assemblyman, the Senator, and the Governor. And I was wondering if you were familiar with that letter from the NRA.
I am familiar with the letter from the NRA, and they are highlighting six of the top bills. In actuality, there are 26 bills that are being considered by the legislature right now, making it its way through the process. And the six that are on that list, we've talked about several of them, the Yee bill, the Steinberg bill, the De Leon bill, AB 711, is one that I wanted to bring up here towards the end. It's the bill that will ban hunting in the state of California as we know it. The state of California wants to ban hunting with any ammunition that contains lead. The federal government has declared all non-lead ammunition, as armor-piercing. Therefore, here in the state, if this bill passes, they will be banning hunting with rifles and handguns in the state of California. And if you use a shotgun, you will have to use steel shot for everything, dove, quail, pheasant, chucker. If you use shotguns for rabbit hunting or any kind of hunting, you'll have to use steel. And it doesn't matter where in the state you are. It will bankrupt the Department of Fish and Wildlife, who has endorsed this bill, believe it or not, and has asked the author to kill hunting slower and to implement it over a couple of years as opposed to killing it next year with the passage of this bill. And if this bill passes, hunting will end in the state of California with bullets. Period. That's the truth. That's the reality. We've got multiple storage bills where the legislature is requiring us under law to keep firearms stored in a particular manner. Well, it's like they never heard of Heller versus Washington, D.C., where the federal government and the United States Supreme Court said that the government, they might be able to require you to get a gun safe or a trigger lock, but they can't require you to use them in your home. The federal government, the state and local governments cannot require you to keep firearms in your home in a manner that makes them unavailable to you for self-defense in your own home. So we've got three or four bills to do that. We have one bill that's going to ban all high-capacity magazines, make them illegal. And every time you buy 3,000 rounds of ammunition, it'll be reported to the police. Now, that's in competition with Senator De Leon's bill. We have another bill that's going to change the definition of a shotgun and say that a shotgun no longer has to be fired by the shoulder and no longer has to have a smoothbore. If it is they exempted handguns because we pointed out that their definition included every handgun in existence today. But any long gun that can shoot a shot shell will be considered a shotgun, and that's going to be a very bad thing. So we have 26 bills. Forgive me for not going into detail outlining the names of the bills. You can go to our website. We have all 26 bills that are making it through the legislature. You know, if somebody really wanted to go through all of the numbers, I can list them off, what's on the floor of the Senate, what's on the floor of the Assembly, and what is coming out of the Appropriations Committees, but it's 26
bills. Well, the thing is I was just wondering, I don't know if many people even are aware of what's going on. I'm aware of only a little bit of it because I do hear from the NRA, and I'm a member of the Tea Party. But also, my problem is with this is that I wonder if this applies to people, the illegals and the gangs and everything. I wonder if they all have to follow the same rules.
Doris, I think we know the answer to that one. It's
another
just people like you and me that will follow their stupid rules, and then we'll be preyed upon.
And are they? Another thing is, I just like to know then what's the next thing is they're going to pass a law that they're going to start searching everybody's house to make sure we're obeying these laws?
You know what? That's a good question, Doris, but we have to take a break because here's what I want to ask Sam. Sam, if you've registered, you know, on a weapon as an assault weapon, do they have the right to come in and make sure that it's there at that location?
That is a good question. We'll go into that after the break.
All right. Okay. Hey, Doris, thank you very much for your phone call. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Let's not back down. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. We asked about checking ourselves. But I tell you what, before we get to that, is we got a caller. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that these rules will not apply in the state of Jefferson. So we got to get them moving.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You're right. They wouldn't. So,
no, sir.
Okay.
And the carb rules either.
Oh, that's good. I like that. And can we drink 32-ounce soft drinks?
You betcha.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, we can. And we're going to take this thing back and live like Americans are supposed to live.
There you Amen. Go. I like it. Okay. Thanks, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Sam, if under that, the assault weapon law, if I register my Mini 14, cause I've already got it, I've had it for years. Let's just say I have that. I'm not saying I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if I register that, can they come and check and see if it's there?
You know, nothing in the law prevents a government agency from checking on permittees that they have certified. You know, they are the ones who issue the permits, and nothing prevents them from checking. So if people don't understand that this is a precursor to first allowing the government to come into our homes, come into our vehicles, and check to see what it is that they have to make sure that you have what you say you have. They're doing it right now with the program called the Armed Prohibited Person System,
right.
The APPS program.
Right.
More than half of the people that are on that list should not be on the list for a variety of reasons. And they are using these government programs as an excuse to go and knock on doors and go into people's homes with SWAT teams dressed in ninja suits with machine guns in order to find out where their guns are. And many times the police have not done, or the Department of Justice have not done sufficient homework to see if the guns that they might have in possession are actually, you know, they're in illegal possession. So
Hey, Sam.
The answer is yes.
Okay, the answer is yes. Okay, Sam, we got Tom Basenko. Sheriff Tom Basenko's on the line. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Sam.
We just got a couple of minutes here.
Night. Yeah. Thanks for all your work, Sam, down in Sacramento.
God bless you, and thank you for the leadership that you provided in the Sheriff's Association statewide, rallying the pro-gun sheriffs throughout California to support our Second Amendment rights. Hey. We applaud you and support you.
Hey, Tom, you going to be counting how many rounds are in those magazines?
On your magazine or my magazine?
Well, not yours, on ours.
I'm not going to be counting those, and hopefully we can get that bill vetoed if it makes it to the governor's desk.
Well, you know what, Tom? It's not you that I'm concerned about. I know how you stand, but if we're out, and this is for you too, Sam, if we're out hunting, we're out there squirrel shooting or whatever that is we're doing, and we're on, and a fishing game guy comes up, he can check my weapon then. He can check my magazines, and he can check this. Can he check to see if it's registered?
Especially if you're on federal lands.
So they can check to see if I've registered that weapon. I mean, they can confiscate it and make me a criminal?
Yep.
You know, when in doubt, police officers and officers like game wardens and stuff, when in doubt, they confiscate and they let the court figure it out. That's kind of been the danger situation that we law-abiding gun owners and hunters have been with, and we've lived with it. We obey the law scrupulously throughout the state of California because there are so few guys that get nabbed with doing something dumb out there.
Hey,
but the fact of the matter is they can do that.
Hey, gentlemen, we are at the end of the hour. Sam, I need to have you back here early as we can to talk about what happened after Friday. So we'll set up a time with your people for you to come back on and give us the good news, bad news, okay?
I'd like to have the sheriff come on with me so that we can talk about our multi-prong approach to defeating all of these bills, even if they pass the legislature.
All right. Okay, we got to run. Carl Lindebaugh, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
What to do about the civil war in Syria and accusations the government there is gassing its own people. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is live at NATO headquarters.
Chris, NATO condemning an alleged chemical weapons attack near Damascus last week, which reportedly killed hundreds of people. NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen saying the information available suggests Syria's president was responsible.
Any use of such weapons is unacceptable and cannot go unanswered.
Meanwhile, Britain saying it's time the UN Security Council shouldered its responsibilities to Syria. The UK presenting a draft resolution shortly, with Britain planning a possible military strike. Chris.
Simon Owen in Brussels. Nothing to say for himself. The shooter in the Fort Hood massacre makes no closing argument in the penalty phase of his murder trial. More from Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.
Now, Chris, convicted mass murderer.